NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. As states around the country try to deal with Ebola, three have now enacted a 21-day quarantine for anyone who traveled to the three West African countries hit hard by the disease and worked with Ebola patients. Illinois, New York, and New Jersey have a mandatory 21-day quarantine. Florida is requiring twice-daily health monitoring. In New Jersey, it's already started. A nurse returning from caring for Ebola patients in Sierra Leone is quarantined, even though she tested negative for the virus. That nurse says she is being held without cause, as NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
Casey Hickox flew into Newark Friday. She'd been working with Doctors Without Borders in Bo, Sierra Leone, at a center for infected patients. Airport officials took her temperature twice. Once they found a fever, once they didn't. Fever can be an early warning sign of Ebola. Eventually, she was taken to a Newark hospital. Ebola test, negative. Temperature, normal. But because of the new policy, she's isolated, quarantined in a tent outside the hospital. She called her mom in tears Saturday morning, her mother told NPR. They've gotten no details on when she'll be released. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.
The federal government is recognizing gay marriage in six more states, extending federal benefits to those couples. Attorney General Eric Holder announced today the states are Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Wyoming. The federal government now recognizes same-sex marriages in 32 states, plus the District of Columbia. A conservative advocacy group is weighing its legal options after a federal judge tossed its lawsuit against the IRS. NPR's Peter Overby reports True Vote is among dozens of organizations alleging the IRS targeted them for political reasons.
True the Vote sued the IRS in 2013 after waiting 3 years to be confirmed as a 501c3 tax-exempt charity. The organization, which promotes concerns about voter fraud, says the IRS systematically targeted the application because of a perceived association with Tea Party groups. But along the way, the IRS approved True the Vote's application. The group wanted to pursue the lawsuit anyway, but Judge Reggie Walton in Washington dismissed it. He said the IRS has fixed the application process. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
In Hawaii, a growing lava stream is threatening homes and coming closer to a rural road on Hawaii's Big Island. The lava flow sped up, traveling 460 yards from Thursday to Friday, but officials say it then slowed down again. Crews are now working on an alternative route for remote communities in case the lava crosses a major thoroughfare. It's Game 4 of the World Series underway right now in San Francisco. So far, the Kansas City Royals are ahead 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth. The Royals are trying for their third straight win against the Giants. This is NPR News. At least 20 people, mostly children, were killed when their ferry capsized in Zambia. The children were traveling to another school across Lake Kariba in the southern part of the country, heading to Zambia's 50th Independence Day celebrations. Authorities say the ferry was overloaded and that caused the accident. Britain's second biggest retailer is facing a mass legal action by mostly female workers. More than 1,000 claims have been lodged, and 19,000 workers say they're interested in joining the case against the Walmart-owned Asda supermarket chain. As Larry Miller reports, they say the chain doesn't pay them the same as men.
The women, who work primarily inside Asda stores, make as much as $6.50 an hour less than the men who work in the warehouses. The women claim their job is of equivalent value to the company. If the women workers are successful, they could receive 6 years of back pay. Irene Cole told the BBC she's worked for Asda for 18 years.
We all work hard, every single one of us. I can't see why we should be split up and given a certain rate of pay over somebody else.
Asda says it'll fight the case, insisting its pay structure is fair. If the case succeeds, similar retail claims are expected. Latest figures suggest the gender pay gap in Britain is around 15%. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Uber is facing problems in another city. The ride-sharing service is now facing a battle with Nevada's highly regulated taxi industry. The company launched yesterday in Las Vegas, Reno, and Carson City, but some of the cars were impounded for not being licensed. Uber says that's unjust. They say the company isn't a taxi service, but a tech platform for connecting riders with drivers. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.